AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A lot of grieving in Lafayette, Louisiana, where a gunman killed two women in a movie theater last night and wounded nine others before taking his own life as police closed in.
Sometimes there just aren't adequate words when certain things like this happen. There are no adequate words.
At a news conference late today, Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft said the shooter, John Hauser, parked his car behind the theater.
The shooter did not enter the front lobby of the theater. He actually exited out a side door where his car was parked in an apparent attempt to get to his vehicle.
The sheriff of Russell County, Alabama, says the shooter was denied a concealed carry permit there.
The reason for the denial was we had the report of domestic violence against him, and in 89 or 90, he was arrested for an arson case in Columbus, Georgia.
But Hauser was able to legally purchase a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun in Russell County last year. A potential problem for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a memo signed by the Inspector General of the U.S. Intelligence Community to members of Congress says his office identified potentially hundreds of classified emails among 30,000 Clinton has provided.
Investigators alerted the Justice Department to a potential compromise of classified information arising from the private email server used by the former Secretary of State in her home. The IG's office said it raised concerns to FBI counterintelligence officials that these emails exist on at least one private server and thumb drive with classified information, and those are not in the government's possession.
We are all accountable to the American people to get the facts right. And I will do my part.
President Obama had dinner with members of his family, his father's family, in Kenya after arriving in Nairobi.
The president's late-night arrival was covered live on Kenyan TV, a child greeting him with flowers at the steps of Air Force One, Obama shaking hands with dignitaries and signing a guest book. His public schedule here includes a U.S.-sponsored business summit and a meeting with President Uhuru Kenyatta, but not a visit to the village where his father was from. Obama's step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, is among family members meeting with him privately. She tells reporters she hopes to persuade him to come home again one day and pray at his father's grave. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
Logistical problems and security concerns kept the president from visiting his father's grave in a rural village. Power problems caused delays today for Amtrak trains running between Washington, D.C. and Boston. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.